because the police have him on a criminal matter and have offered him a deal if he comes here and implicates someone else. Isn't that the real story? Does it really surprise anyone that a man who is capable of robbing a drugstore and he has admitted to doing just that, who then sells the loot from the robbery and he has admitted to that, and who is caught with drugs and he has admitted to that, then tries to get a lighter sentence by testifying against another person? Isn't his character, if you can call it character, clear? Hasn't he proven by his own admissions who he is, what he is? Camera pulls back from point of view of judge. We see only Mr. and Mrs. Harmon on one side of the courtroom, a few strangers on the other side. The courtroom is nearly empty. The camera pans to court clerk, who is going through mail, then to court stenographer, who takes down proceedings, then to court officer, who is nodding, close to sleep.
Briggs is making his closing argument to try to keep James King out of prison, and the court employees aren't even paying attention. I think Steve, in his screenplay, is trying to show how routine this trial is for these people. It makes me wonder if the jury's listening, or if they're zoning out too. Let's move on to the top of page 240.